My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So for every single day of my life, there has been one truth about the San Diego Padres. Nate Colbert has been the all-time home run leader with 163 home runs every day of my life. Because he hit his last home run for the Padres in 1974, the year before I was born. He was part of the original 1969 expansion San Diego Padres, played six seasons, became the all-time home run leader in his six seasons, and boy, he did it the hard way because he played at the old Jack Murphy Stadium before they brought the inner wall in.
What was that to poke it out
it
of there back
insane.
Then?
It was insane. Yeah, it was a high wall, so deep. I mean, he probably lost dozens, if not, you know, 50 or more home runs playing in that ballpark without the inner wall. But no one since then has been able to eclipse it. Adrian Gonzalez got to 161, too short of it during his time with the San Diego Padres. And by the way, every other team's all-time home run leader is substantially more. I think the Rays have the second lowest, you know, and they're much newer team with Evan Longoria with 261.
Yeah.
But no one.
Still 100 more?
Yeah, 100 more. Wow. No one has been able to stick around with the Padres and have enough power.
Hang on, that
to get past 163. Aaron Judge can do that in three seasons nowadays. But for the Padres, no. It's just been stuck at 163 for 50 years.
That
my entire lifetime.
Is insane.
And that record is on the verge of falling, courtesy of one Manny Machado, who hit number 159 on Monday and 160 with the San Diego Padres yesterday.
This is Manny Machado.
Three away from tying and four away from passing Nate Colbert and becoming the new San Diego Padres all-time home run leader.
Feels right, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
oh,
feels absolutely right. That's awesome. That's awesome. That'll be a cool moment. Yeah,
he's also creeping up on his typical 30 hits every year, but I was told repeatedly throughout April,
May,
throughout May,
June, July.
Pretty much most of June,
that
he's washed.
Yeah,
he's no chance at getting to 30 this year.
He always says that, you know, hey, the numbers will be there, and everyone, they're not going to be there. They look.
It's almost like he was hurt and recovering from significant surgery
and had a baby. I mean, it's big life moments here. I'm very happy to see, you know, back to back nights with home runs and playing great defense, doing the things that Manny Machado does. You know, he's still a lightning rod in this community, and I understand that. I guess, you know, there's just going to be people that don't like him unless he hits the walk-off home run in the World Series. That's fine. I mean, I totally get it. He's the best. I'm 49. I've never seen anybody like him. I've never seen anybody make plays the way he does. Does he boot balls? Yep, sure does. Booted one the other night. Big one. Big one. Does he strike out in key situations? Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Like every other player.
Like every other player does. Like Bryce Harper does. Bryce Harper does, too. Bryce Harper boots balls. Bryce Harper doesn't run hard to first every time. Got choked out for it. I mean, let's go, man. The guy is, he's as bought in as anyone. First guy out of the dugout every single time. You know, listen, embrace this thing, man. This is a really, really fun ride that we're on right now. Embrace it. Let's have some fun with it.
And he's going to be here for a long time to come. Yeah. Hopefully adding, blowing way past 163 and, you know, 200s, 300s. Who knows how many he'll hit with the San Diego Padres before all is said and done. But I wanted to point that out. Hopefully, you know, gets a couple more on this road trip and can do it at home next week. Would be very fun. Or just get it done on the road trip in the next few days.
Yeah, that'd be
even more fun.
I'm not picky at all about where we get it.
I need a contestant for Take on Woods before we get into some of the other results last night. If you want to call in and get online for our musical trivia challenge, 833-288-0973. Call now, 833-288-0973. Head-to-head versus Woods. Trip to Las Vegas. Potentially in store if you can prove your worth in a game of Take on Woods in just about 5 minutes. So after the game was over, did the multiple screen thing, had the game cast for the Diamondbacks on, and then ESPN Plus had the Dodgers-Orioles game to see if someone could actually give the Padres a little bit of help in the playoff chase. And for once, it did happen. The New York Mets scored early, built an 8-0 lead, and then held on for an 8-3 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks, who had to look this up. Well, it's their first loss in 9 days. It was a week ago Sunday was the last time the Arizona Diamondbacks actually lost a baseball game.
Feels right, right? I mean, they've been as hot as anybody.
So the Padres tie them for the National League wild card lead, and the Baltimore Orioles, in a very tense, nerve-wracking ninth inning, held on for a 3-2 win over the L.A. Dodgers Stadium.
I missed it. I went dead asleep after.
So a lot of early runs, and then it was kind of the bullpen battle at the end, and it was a 3-2. Bottom of the ninth inning, one man on, two outs, and then who was it? Drew a walk. Good at bat. Gavin Lux drew a long, long AB with a walk. So they get the winning run at first and the tying run at second base. And then Chris Taylor comes up.
Pinch hit, right?
Yeah, and then Shohei's on deck. So you don't want it to get to Shohei. Another long at bat. Chris Taylor going up against Sir Anthony Dominguez. And finally, at the end of the at bat, like ropes one that looks like, oh, that's a double to the gap. Dodgers are going to win, but outfield was played well, caught it just in front of the warning tip track on the line drive.
Ooh, mama.
And the Orioles held on for the 3-2 win, which means the Padres and D-backs are now just three games behind the Dodgers in the National League West, and three games behind the Dodgers, who also still own the best record in all of Major League Baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely bananas. It's as bananas as it could be that it's down to, you know, this close at the end of the year with what, you know, the Dodgers were projected to do. I mean, they're going to fall well short of projections, right? Which, hey, we know that feeling well here in San Diego. We fell well short of projections last year. I don't sympathize.
I don't remember what their exact number was heading into the season, but I mean, now they are projected at 96-66.
I mean, it was over 100, obviously.
And the Padres, I mean, if they're now 18 games above 500, if they just play 500 baseball the rest of the way, that's 90 wins.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's just 14-14 the rest of the way, their final 28 games. If they could go 18-10, all of a sudden, you're talking about 94 wins, and you're right close to where the Dodgers are projected to be at the end of the season. We'll see how that plays out. But the only times the Padres have ever won at least 92 games were twice. 1984, they won 92. 1998, they won 98.
Those ended up being pretty good runs, right?
Both years ended in a trip to the World Series. So you're only 16-12 gets you to 92 wins and gets you to the second best record in franchise history at this point.
I mean, the 500 path this team was on was so staggering. I mean, it really were. And they had, you know, obviously with last year's record as well, we talked about it on a roundtable a couple months ago. Like, it's crazy that this team has just been mired in 500 for, you know, well over a year. And for them to go on this run now, what are they, 18 over 500 right now?
18.
It's insane. It's insane. How special is that?
So the Braves won in 10 innings over the Twins, used a 4-run 10th to beat Minnesota 8-6. So they're still three games back of the Padres and Diamondbacks and holding that third wild card spot. Obviously, the Mets beat the Diamondbacks, so they're also three back of the Braves, six backs of the Diamondbacks and Padres. Giants beat the Brewers. Giants just still a game above 500, not totally out of it. They need a winning streak, though, and go on a run here. And the Phillies shut out the Astros 5-0. So that battle for the top record in the National League, very tight between the Dodgers, Phillies, and Brewers right now, with a bunch of wildcard teams just kind of waiting in the wings. If anyone goes on a run in these last, 4 weeks of the season, that's still in play. Number one seed, number two seed, bye in the first round, but you got to win your division to get those.
How about the Royals, man, over in the AL? What a story they are.
They swept a doubleheader from the Guardians and then won again yesterday and now tied for first place in the AL Central.
Guardians had a 9-game lead at one point in that division.
And the Mariners blew a 10-game lead to the Astros.
Yep. That's crazy, man. Guys are fighting. This is a great time of year to be a baseball fan, unless you're a fan of one of those teams.
All right, I see we've got a couple of contestants on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, we got Dan on the line. In fact, it says Dan the Man on my screen. Is this Dan the Man?
Well, I'm fine with just Dan.
That's fine. I mean, every Dan that I've ever known is Dan the Man. Dan, maybe the man. See if you're the man. Take on brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. You're playing for the trip to Las Vegas. Two nights at the Resorts World. Beautiful. Beautiful Resorts World. Two tickets to Carrie Underwood Reflection at Resorts World Theater. Get your tickets now at AXS.com or RWLasVegas.com. You just need to beat or tie Woods in our five-question musical trivia challenge. And to give you a little leg up, I will give you the category choices. We've got Sister Acts. Those are five bands or artists with sister in the name. We've got Asian Nation, all song titles featuring a single word ending in Asian, A-T-I-O-N. And we've got Paradise City. Five song titles that all include the word paradise, but none of them are actually Paradise City. So, Dan, Sister Acts, Asian Nation, or Paradise City?
Oof, none of these sound promising for me this morning. So, I'm going to try, Paradise.
Paradise City. All right, the new category today. Again, five song titles all include the word paradise, but none of them are actually Paradise City. You'll have 60 seconds to get as many as you can. First question is our two-second song. Pauly is going to play some music. You need to give me the title of the song and the artist to score that point. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. Dan, are you ready to play?
Sure.
I'm not ready yet.
Pauly is not quite ready. Sometimes it takes just
I'm not ready either. Now.
But no one's ready. No one's ready. Well, I'll just have a little sip of my iced coffee. Check my phone here, see if anyone sent me any messages. All right, is everybody ready now?
Yes.
All right, Paulie's ready, Dan is ready. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Paradise City. Dan, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
And go. And
we've got a little lag here going.
And play.
Yes, there it is.
Gangster's Paradise. Julio.
Correct. Eddie Money, Waited So Long, in which debut album hit that became his signature song. Ellen Foley sings alongside Meatloaf on which single from the Bat Out of Hell album that reaches 8 minutes and 28 seconds on its full-length version. The love theme from Footloose is which duet sung by Mike Reno of Loverboy and Hart's Ann Wilson. Which 1994 Green Day song is about the band members moving out of their parents' house into an abandoned home in Oakland where they lived rent-free?
Take Me to Paradise.
Incorrect. Go back to Eddie Money, Waited So Long, in which debut album hit became his signature song.
Paradise Life.
Incorrect. Ellen Foley sings alongside Meatloaf on which single from the Bat Out of Hell album? Oh, we got the one, but that's all, Dan.
Close on a couple of
you
them.
You were. You got Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. So Eddie Money is two tickets to Paradise. Meatloaf is Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Almost Paradise is the love theme from Footloose and Welcome to Paradise. You like that one, Green Day fan, Pauly? No? No, maybe, maybe not.
I'm not
I don't
a
know.
Huge
I don't
Green
know if
Day
Woods
fan.
Will get that one. I think he's got most of the other ones. We'll see. He doesn't get the category. It makes it a little tougher. All right. Dan's score is locked in. We had a qualifier yesterday, so it is possible. All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. Hopefully the music will actually play in a reasonable amount of time this time. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Dan.
Gangster's Paradise, Coolio?
Correct. Eddie Money, Waited So Long, in which debut album...
Two Tickets to Paradise.
Correct. Ellen Foley sings alongside Meatloaf, on which single from the Bat Out of Hell album that reaches 8 minutes and 28 seconds on its full-length version.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Correct. The love theme from Footloose is which duet sung by Mike Reno of Loverboy and Hearts Ann Wilson.
Almost Paradise.
All right, let's go for 5 for 5. Which 1994 Green Day song is about the band members moving out of their parents' house and into an abandoned home in Oakland where they lived rent-free?
Is it
definitely the toughest one here.
What's the name of that song? Dookie Taint. I don't know.
Probably has the word paradise in it.
Oh, I didn't know it was paradise.
It's Welcome to Paradise.
Welcome to Paradise.
There you go.
How'd I do?
4-1, though. You are a winner today in the category Paradise City.
Ooh.
Songs that include the word paradise, but none of them being... Paradise City.
I love the Lover Boy.
You do?
Oh,
well, that is a good song.
It's my favorite movie. So
yeah, well,
you
were talking about it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ironically. Coincidentally.
Coincidentally. But it's my favorite. I love that song. Give me some. I thought that dreams belonged to other men. Because each time I got close, they'd fall apart again. Syrupy and sappy. Listen to that. How 80s.
So 80s.
So 80s, man.
Someone's got a synthesizer.
Here we go.
I thought that dreams belong to other men.
Oh, I love it.
Cause each time I got close, they fall apart.
Me little Ann Wilson here. Or Nancy.
Ann.
Listen to this harmony.
I face the nights alone. Oh, how could I have known that all my life I only needed you?
Oh.
I'm glad we've made Woodsy so happy this morning with the category today.
Ass.
All right. Don't Do This is coming up next. I don't even know if this is a don't or a do this, but I've got to bring up what LeBron said yesterday on his whatever show he does, the Undisputed podcast thing. Yeah.
No,
having
not
to do
Undisputed,
with...
is it?
I think
isn't that Stephen A. Smith's show?
What's uninterrupted?
Uninterrupted.
All right. It was on something. We can we'll get to that and more and Don't Do This coming up next. And then got AJ at the bottom of the hour here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
3 stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why? How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now, we got a bunch of hybrid kind of don't and do,
yeah,
do this.
There's a little bit of each
today. And I don't even know where this one fits in, but I wanted to bring it up. So apparently LeBron has been getting this question and he decided to answer it on the Uninterrupted, the Shop, his podcast, video podcast that he does on Uninterrupted. And the question here was, and you tell me what you think he should have said. Is Bronny allowed to call him dad when they're on the court together?
Dad.
In practice.
Dad.
Like, hey, dad, I'm open. Hey, dad, I'm open. Like, can he say that?
Pops.
So LeBron said, no. Hell no, actually. He said, no, there's no dad calling when we're playing basketball. You can call me 2-3 or Bron.
Bron.
He said, in the car, you know, if we're riding together, you know, I can be dad.
But Christmas morning, thanks, dad.
When we're on the Lakers together, I do not want to hear, dad.
Dad.
Like, dad.
Is that from Step Brothers?
Yeah. Apparently, Bronny usually just calls him Bron anyway.
Bron.
Yeah, so.
What do you call your dad? Chief.
Chief is what, his name's Steve, yours. And all the little grandkids who couldn't say Steve, it came out as Chief.
That sounds
Chief.
I mean, that's
so
a
now,
badass name for patriarch. Yes, dude.
I used to, when I was little, though, I used to call him Pops.
Pops.
Yeah.
I call my dad Pops.
Oh.
Yeah, Pops, Dad. I'm Bo's coach. He can call me dad. It's fine. Right?
Yeah. LeBron says, we cannot be running down the court. And he'd be like, dad, I'm open. Dad, come on. No, you cannot do that.
Would wear him
That
out.
Would be the don't do this.
I think he posted something on Instagram. He's like, just quote, dad, get your ass back on defense.
Yeah, get that ass back. Yeah. It's great. So this is like, again, it's a combo. Don't and do this. But Oscar De La Hoya and Holly Saunders are a very attractive couple. With their bodies they're very fit, very fit. And there was a video that popped up over the weekend of them in Mexico. She was in a 2-piece bikini, looking great, and he was in a banana hammock,
a mankini,
a mankini. I mean, and this thing did not leave anything to the imagination.
It was the one that goes like Borat style, over the shoulder.
Well,
I saw that one. No.
Just
this was just
the hammock. Just the, you know, for the... Right. Just the hammock. It's thin, and you saw, like, floppage. They were dancing around, so you saw, like, the whole thing. And they're dancing around. People are like, are they on drugs? Like, what are they doing?
That's what I thought.
Posting this video. Well,
what's the least clothing you've ever worn in public?
In public?
Yeah.
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Right. I mean, a bathing suit, obviously. You go to the pool.
Yeah, okay, I didn't
like,
wear...
Like, what's the smallest bathing suit you would wear?
Probably the one... Remember when we just talked about how you can't buy shorts that are above... You know, they're all above the knees. Yeah, so I did. I bought some chubbies. And I wore them in Hawaii, and I felt very, very self-conscious about it. So that's about as that's what you'll get.
But like a Speedo, no chance.
Never.
And
never.
One of these that Oscar De La Hoya was wearing, absolutely no chance.
There's not a bet.
You'd have to do a lot of grooming before you could even
start thinking
about something like that.
Like a professional, waxing and all that. Like, you'd have to really go deep. But he looks like he's hairless. It looks like he's fully groomed, and her as well. So they were dancing around, and I was like, well, they're all clearly on some sort of psychotropic drug, and they're having a great time, and looks really great. Well, turns out it was all for a good cause, allegedly. I don't know by this, but I'm going to go with it because it actually does kind of make a little sense. So she actually came out with a statement and said, so a lot of you thought we were crazy with the first video we made, but all we really wanted to do was bring awareness to the Tatas and to the Peckers. Because it's a quote, Adam, Michael, because it is that time of year for you to get a prostate exam and a mammogram.
Oh.
Let's knock out cancer. De La Hoya,
good message.
Still donning the tiny banana hammock added. That's nice. They shelled out $50,000 of their own money to help provide screenings to a hospital in L.A.
Well, that's a do-do this.
That's a do-do this for sure.
It's either a kudos to them or a kudos to their PR teams.
Right, yeah. We hope that our lighthearted video brings awareness to two diseases that are not funny at all. We want to do whatever we can to help men and women with access that they need to remain healthy for their families. So we want this to become less of a taboo subject in the community and spread the message that people should get checked early and annually. And I fully support them, her making more videos and posting them on the internet. Fully support.
And then finally, this is a do-do this story.
D-D mega do-do.
It's smart. So if you saw the news, the Pittsburgh Pirates are moving O'Neill Cruz out to center field. And O'Neill Cruz was talking yesterday, and he said, well, obviously, I know someone who has made this transition very successfully from shortstop to the outfield. And he says, I'm going to reach out to Fernando Tatis Jr. to see how he did it. Gold Glover, he said, he's definitely on my list. He's the closest to me. At some point, I will give him a call just to ask for advice and see how his process was.
That's awesome.
That's smart, and that's
mature,
respectful.
And mature.
And Fernando Tatis, already a role model for other players in Major League Baseball. As O'Neill Cruz is now going to make that transition from the infield to the outfield, like Fernando successfully did in becoming a Platinum Glove winner last year.
I thought it was also a pretty cool moment. Who's the kid that plays center for the Cardinals that made that?
Victor Scott II. Oh, what a good moment. Yeah.
Phenomenal catch. Jackson Merrill takes his helmet off and gives him the look like, are you kidding?
And then waits around to give him a hug
after. Yeah, man.
So apparently they played against each other in the minors in Double-A last year, too, so they'd seen it before. And boy, I thought that was a hit. That was an RBI double they took away from Jackson.
Play.
Boy, Jackson barreled a couple of balls yesterday. Got two hits. Also, could have had two more. Manny could have had more, too.
Yeah.
He barreled some just right at guys. Deep warning track flies.
Guys are seeing it right now, man. It's fun.
It certainly feels like it.
It's fun. I love that.
That's don't-ish and do-ish this on a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, tons going on. We are a month away. Wednesday, that is coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It is a fun pennant race. A lot of teams still just anywhere. You could finish anywhere right now. 1, 3, 6.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely wide open. Padres right now 3 games behind the Dodgers in the NL West after picking up a game last night, tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks, top the wild card standings. We got Adam Jones standing by on a big league Wednesday. Talk to AJ right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's start by asking, where in the world is Adam Jones? He was in Baltimore last week.
Yep.
Before that, Milwaukee, San Diego, All-Star Game in Texas. It's been quite the whirlwind summer. AJ, where are you now?
Boys, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm back home in Barcelona.
Back
I'm
in tired. Barcelona. I can imagine.
I'm tired.
That's a lot of flights.
Not even tired. I'm tired.
Tired.
Tide knows.
How,
that's a laundry detergent for us white people.
That's right. Yeah, Tide. Yeah, you're Tide. That's right. How was the Markakis induction?
It was great. It was great. I think he deserved to get his flowers from the Baltimore fans. I know long time since he's been there. It's been 10 years. It was great to see his family there. I talked to his dad. It just was so nostalgic for his parents, who obviously grew up in that organization also. And it was the old guys. See some of the guys come back. Weeders, Jim Johnson, CD. And it was a great time to be around. To be around baseball, and great that that Nick got the love shown that he needed.
Saw that a 44-year-old Rich Hill is back in the big leagues again. Signed with the Red Sox. His 20th MLB season. I mean, you got five more years to get a comeback going here, AJ. I mean, he's 5 years older than you are.
Hey, that curveball's still bending, man. It's still bending. It's still working. I mean, he's still hitting 90 and still got the breaking ball. It's working for him. God bless him. I mean, it is. God bless his family for continuously to push him to do this. I mean, God bless his wife for just wow. It's spectacular. And obviously, the credit goes to him too for still wanting it. You know, it comes to a point where I just didn't want to do it anymore. And do it anymore at the rate I was doing it. For Rich, he's thoroughly enjoying it, and teams are still barking at him because, again, he has a lot of knowledge. He's been in big situations, and, again, not necessarily if he's going to pitch well, but he has a lot of information to give to a lot of young guys that are playing in this tight race. Red Sox, I mean, I don't know if they're in it right now. I mean, they're not out of it. I think they're 5 back from the wild card at this present moment. So, obviously, with, you know, 30-some games or 20-whatever-some games left, there's still time. And, you know, I think they're looking for a light in a bottle. And, you know, maybe it gives them 4 or 5 good starts.
Let me ask you this. Talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods this morning. I flipped the game on last night. They're playing in St. Louis. Dylan Cease is covered in sweat head to toe before he's thrown a pitch. And when you play those games, AJ, you know, there's probably places you loved playing, and then you looked at the calendar and you went, oh, man, August in St. Louis is going to be rough. How do you prepare? I mean, it's already been a long season. 130 games are already under your belt. You're sore, you're tired, and now you got to go out and you got to fight the elements of humidity. Was there anything you did differently as a center fielder or an outfielder to prepare yourself to play in those games?
Well, obviously, it is what it is. That's first and foremost. There ain't no excuses made. I mean, the opponent has the same hot-ass weather, too. I think the fans are the craziest ones.
Yeah.
You got to come in there and pay to sit in that suit. But, no, you know, it's about managing your energy. You know, one thing I told a couple young outfielders at the Orioles is, like, look, it's late in the season. I know you're young, you got energy, but look, when you go to traveling to the West Coast, as they're in Dodger Stadium right now, I told them, hey, look, you're going to be tired that first day. I don't care what you say. You can be 23, 25. You're going to be tired. Don't do anything the first day. It's August. Trust me. I think you know how to hit. I think you know how to catch a fly ball. You know how to catch a ground ball. And they got a good win last night.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
did.
I mean? It was a scrappy win. It was a scrappy win. Yeah, a win is a win, especially in this part of the season. And, you know, today, get after it today. But you just have to minimize your activities again. You have to realize it's hot. And the humidity drains you a little bit differently than the Phoenix weather. That's scalding, but this humidity just takes it out of you. So me personally, I just not do much come the summer months. Once June 1st, June 15th, I say hit and it started to get hot in Baltimore, I say, hey, it's time to cut back like 50% on most of the things I did. And then once August comes, it's another 25% of that. And September, it's really more of a show and go because at this point, I got it all down, and I'm sore as hell, so I need to preserve all this energy.
Yeah.
Talking to Adam Jones here, the 5-time All-Star and center fielder, and we've talked about Jackson Merrill several times throughout this year, his transition to center field, the Rookie of the Year battle with Paul Skeens, which I think is over now after another walk-off home run this week for Jackson Merrill. But what I want to ask you about, and I don't know what you remember from your rookie season, we often see rookies kind of hit a wall at some point because they're not used to 162 games, and now plus with the playoffs, and he's played almost every single day. He got a day off a couple of weeks ago, but that's about it. He's going to get to 156 games played before the playoffs. How do you push through when you're a rookie, and I don't know, how has he avoided not hitting that rookie wall that sometimes other guys run into?
Well, I mean, first off, it's just his personal talent. I mean, it's that it's taken over, and you just see, and you know, his foolishness
again, he's not the guy that's the focal point in that lineup. Obviously, you have to worry about Manny, Bogarts, Kim, and then obviously Tatis is coming back. So he's been able to just fly under the radar, not for too long. Again, not for too long. So he's been able to fly under the radar for a little bit of the season and just do his. You know, when you're hitting, you know, starting eighth, ninth, and then you start to do something, you start hitting sixth, seventh, you know what I mean? People, they start noticing when you're moving up in that lineup a little bit. And again, I think he's a future, definitely a middle of the lineup kind of guy. And they're going to start pitching him differently. And this is when it comes to chess match. But I just think that his athleticism has allowed him to have an 0 for 3, but still do something.
Yeah,
and I said this to Colton Cowser. Said, dude, you're 6'3", 210, 220, and you can run. You're athletic as hell. You better beat out the double plays. You better take that extra base. You better steal that base. You better score on every double. You better do all these things. And guess what he's doing? He's doing all these things that is allowing him to, allowing his athleticism to take over. But it's hard to hit every single day. There's good defenders, as you see Manny making an unbelievable play last night against, I mean, obviously his greatest adversary of this generation, the two best third basemen, I believe.
Yep.
And you go through these lines, and what he's done is he's just gone through them. And again, he has guys that surround him that are focal point. And Manny, I know, has been in his ear. You know, Tatis has none in Bogarts. So he's like, hey, let's preserve this. It's a long season. And, you know, being around the Padres a little bit this year, it seems like he has the right head on his shoulder. And the coaches have a great routine and a great regimen for him and for everybody else. And they're hitting their stride right now. So that's why it looks good. And look, Manny's fully healthy right now, looks like. Body's moving a little bit better. And, you know, his arm is good. So I just think it's right now it's a really good time for Padres baseball.
Talking about Jackson Merrill, talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods this morning, I watched a piece that Xavier Scruggs did, talking about how he covers the entire plate. I mean, he just they make adjustments to him, he makes adjustments right back. It really is pretty staggering to see that out of such a young kid. But I think, you know, a lot of credit's got to go to Victor Rodriguez, the hitting coach, a lot of credit to Mike Schilt as well, talking about the consistency of the message since day one, AJ. Now, it's one thing, to say it in spring training. I think it's another thing to stick to it and then get the buy-in from the clubhouse is something everybody's talking about. Who was your most consistent manager as far as message goes?
Well, I mean, first off, that's very important is the message, you know. And this message, everything is personal. Merrill doesn't hit like Tatis, who doesn't hit like Manny, who doesn't, like, everything is personal. And I've always felt like if you just have a guy who does the same thing for everybody, that sucks. But for me, it was Buck, obviously. I mean, Buck was consistent. His message was, look, I need y'all to win today. I don't give a damn how you do it. I don't care what it looks like. It could be pretty. Hey, if I have to go through six pitchers, I don't care. I need this W today. And that right there told us, like, look, I don't need you all to hit five run-home runs. Can't do it. I need you to move the guy over. I need you to sacrifice that guy. I need you to drive the guy in. I need you to crunch down and make that play. I need you to maybe make a spectacular play. You know, I need you to turn those double plays. It's like, you play the games like the other day. Why O'Neill Cruz is going to the field. You need to make 99.9% of the routine plays in the major leagues. If you don't do that, I can't trust you. That's one. That's just first and foremost. If you can't do that, I can't trust you. And this plays happen, as you see with Machado the other day or last night. So, and Merrill got robbed by Victor Scott. So, you know, you see those spectacular plays, but the routine play has to be made. And that was Buck's message. Like, you're gonna struggle at the plate. You're gonna look terrible a lot of the times, and that's okay. Battle and figure it out. But on that defensive side, no. And if that play ain't made, I can't trust you.
AJ, one thing that Mike Schilt does, preach is consistent quality at bats. And he says, our team does that well. They go out even down, eight in the ninth inning. He likes to see good at bats. But what does that exactly mean in your mind as a big leaguer? Like, what's a good at bat? What's a bad at bat? I mean, is it a good at bat if it ends in a single? Because you can have a good at bat and strike out.
Sure.
And you can have a bad at bat and probably hit a home run. So what does that really mean when a manager wants to see good at bats?
Well, I've never heard of a bad at bat resulting in.
I guess not.
I've never heard of a bad at bat, resulting in a hit. I've never yet to see that.
Okay.
Well, put your D swing on a pitch and float one in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey.
But what's a good at bat and a bad at bat?
That's called a bullet in the books, by the way.
That's right.
So for me, I would say it's getting a good pitch to hit. You know what I mean? Like, late in the game, obviously you got guys, especially the relievers, who have tendencies to, maybe throw a first pitch curveball, first pitch slider,
perfect split. Now, if you get a good pitch to hit late in the game and like early in the count and put a swing on a good pitch to hit, I don't think anybody would be mad. I think if you went up there, it's like over aggressive and just swinging at whatever you wanted to and like, you know, first swing was wild at a pitch that was out of the zone. I think people were going to be like, hey, let's zone it up a little bit. But I just think it's about getting a good pitch to hit. You can't decipher that part. Like if it's the first pitch or if it's the sixth pitch, if it's a good pitch in your zone and you're able to drive this pitch, then hey, swing at it. I mean, nobody ever bothers Corey Seager. He's one of the most aggressive pitch guys on the first pitch. Also does incredible damage on it. So I think it's just about a good at bat is picking the good pitch that you can drive, putting a good swing. Now again, the result might not be there just because there's nine defenders or eight defenders out there who are trying to make money themselves. So you have to remember that. But, you know, I think a bad at bat would be going up there and just wildly swinging at a pitch, just thinking that, hey, he's just going to groove me a fastball because, you know, he's dumb. No, he's not going to do that to you, buddy.
So these pitchers are good enough. They're going to get you out plenty of times. Don't get yourself out
100%.
By swinging at a slider off the plate on a 1-0 count and hitting a ground ball to the second baseman. Don't try to.
See, that now that's the part, too, is that if you swing and miss, I mean, if you swing at a bad pitch, I had a problem with that. It's my athleticism took over where I swung at it, but my simple self hit the ball. Sometimes I wish I just swung and missed at the 1-0 slider. Why do you have to put it in play? Just swing and miss. So sometimes the athleticism of the player makes him put the ball in play. Sometimes you do want to have that swing and miss on those pitches, but obviously with two strikes, you got to buckle down.
I think Luis Arraez sometimes has that. Like,
yeah,
he's
he does.
So good at making contact.
Good.
Like, I probably would have been better off just missing that one because that was not a good pitch.
Like missing it.
100%. Miss it.
Exactly.
I got to tell you, AJ.
It's so annoying.
Your thing that you gave us last year, your sound clip of the first two swings are mine, the next one's for the team. I've used it for me playing ball on Sundays. I've used it for my kids. I've used it for the kids that I'm coaching. It's some of the best advice I've ever gotten. If you're a coach out there, you know, AJ said it, man. First two swings are yours. Go get it, man. Find your pitch. Drive it.
Yeah.
The last one, this one's for the team. Choke, poke, don't strike out. Get the guy over. It has helped me tremendously in my playing and my coaching. So I wanted to thank you for that. I think about it every single day of my life, dude. It's really some of the best advice I've ever gotten.
You got to battle, man. That's the thing. It's hard enough. But, hey, two strikes, hey, just take the ego away. You still can hit a home run if you choke up. Barry Bonds hit a lot of them while choking up. So it's okay to strip it. It's okay to, you know, take your finger off or your pinky off the damn knob and put, you know, slide it up a little bit.
That's
it's okay.
Right.
There,
that's right. Yeah, it won't
hurt. No one's gonna get mad at you and call you choke and poke. It's okay.
100%.
All right, get some rest and relaxation so you won't be so tired.
Todd.
When we talk to you next Wednesday.
I got soccer practice to go to, man.
Oh, God. Have fun.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week either way. Thanks, Adam.
All right, buddy. All right.
Adam Jones, 5-time All-Star. Always fun finding out where he is, where he's been, where he's going next, and getting his thoughts on the grand old game.
It is nuts, though. Think about you land in St. Louis, and you're like, all right, I know what's out there. I'm not hitting. Like, I'll give me some front toss, something. Like, I'm not taking grounders. I'm not taking fly balls. I mean, every player's different. Every player's got a routine.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So quit asking.
Hey, you going to get some work out there today, Woodsy?
No. I'm not going to. So quit asking.
No, I know my body. It's nuts, man.
But if you go out before the game and do all your work and then find in the third inning,
you're
just
gassed.
Done.
You're just toast.
That's not a great strategy.
I'll take a few extra ground balls in Tampa this
weekend. Yeah, 100%. You rip them down there. I'll be out there an extra 15 minutes. But watching that game last night, you could feel it. You could feel it through the television of like, this looks miserable. Miserable.
I saw Scott's jersey when he got into the game. I'm like, he just got in the game.
It's
just soaked.
Dylan Cease just looked as uncomfortable as I've ever seen a pitcher on the mound. I mean, Rick Ankiel looked more uncomfortable, but that's because he had no idea where it was going. Dylan Cease just looked like, not like I want to get out of here, but it was just labor. It was just, he was laboring out there all night and just could not land certain pitches in certain spots and still, you know, still grinded,
I
guess.
And as AJ said, both teams had to deal with it. And, you know, but I do think when you live in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
And you play there. That's an advantage for the home team more than the road team. Donovan Solano said it after the game, I think it was, or David Peralta. Like, yeah, we're in San Diego where the weather is really, really nice, and we're very used to that good weather. This is not normal for us.
Just remember, and you watch Dylan Cease, full sleeves, by the way. full spandex sleeves on both arms. And I'm like, I understand you want to be comfortable. I understand you have a
routine.
Like
one of those wrestlers trying to make weights.
But before, yeah, like the garbage the bag yeah. on them. Like, I couldn't believe it. Going full sleeves in St. Louis, heat index of what, 108, 111?
I wonder how much weight he lost during that game.
4 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just pouring sweat. And the new uniforms, you can tell they're not great for that.
Moisture wicking.
I mean, it looked like he was wearing paper towels out there. A uniform made of paper towels stuck to him the whole time. It's gnarly, man.
I think it's supposed to be a tad cooler, just a tiny bit with some clouds.
Yeah, so that would be great.
Still sticky, obviously, but we'll see. We'll have more on today's game coming up in our second half of the show. We've got our incorporator to pay off. Brett Boone's going to join us. All coming up. Do not go anywhere. More Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.